Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Tamara Kay has an interesting job, Michael. She's a family law practitioner and is pioneering the way in which people approach and deal with the early stages of a huge factor within our society, which is on the increase, separation and divorce.
That's right. And also, I guess what Tamara does, she recognises the need for a mindful approach to separation, having gone through the process herself. Welcome to the show, Tamara.
Thank you for having me both.
Now listen, shed some light in terms of how we can make what is, you know, already a very painful process a little bit less stressful.
Okay, well, part of the work I do is with individuals and couples, and I think what I do is really get them into the room together and acknowledge firstly why they're there, which is usually because of the breakdown of the relationship, and fundamentally the reason they come to you is because of their lack of communication. Mm-hmm. Usually that's one of the highest reasons that people end up divorced these days, lack of communication and also growing apart. So part of that is really isolating what their fears are around the separation. And that's really the point of difference with what I do with my clients, because a lot of them have not even thought about that. Mm. They're traumatic, they're emotional, they're thinking about the children, but they haven't actually sat down at the end of the day and thought about what it is that they're afraid of. And when they isolate those fears, which we do at the start, then it really helps them define what their interests are, which actually then helps them achieve their goals of the separation at the end. So a fear may be that a young mother may be losing the house in which her children live. Mm-hmm. And once she determines that, then that can be a discussion that we all have. And rather than sometimes just taking the traditional legal approach about percentages and giving that sort of advice, sometimes it's actually a lot better for these people to have it said to them in a realistic way, i.e. if they are afraid of leaving the house, well, what can we do about that? What's important? What's their fear around that? And it may be that they just want to have the children be close to their school, and that might actually be the key factor in that.
Right.
So if we can have a discussion around that, then the husband hears that coming from the wife as well and thinks, okay, so how can we then find out what we need to do about that? And usually that's just writing down on a whiteboard some other options about finding other suitable houses in that area, which may not be the same price.
Now that advice sounds great, but I want to take you right back to what you originally said was it's about getting that couple in a room. Surely that in itself is quite difficult because, you know, through separation and divorce, it can be a very difficult and ugly time for couples, and the last thing they want to do is sit in a room with their partner.
That's exactly right. And look, I think, again, obviously not a lot of lawyers do that, but I can tell you, based on my client's feedback, that it's actually the most useful thing they can do. So part of what I steer clients towards doing, even when they call me up, is to have a look at my website. I've identified a little checklist for people to have a look at. And I think, again, going back to the fears and the emotions, if they can get some support in place from a proper professional at that starting phase, that is crucial before they even come and see a lawyer, in my view. And usually with that person assisting them on the side, they're actually able at least for an hour or so to set aside those differences if they can be focused on achieving an outcome that's best for the family. Mm. So moving forward, they need to embark upon a proper advice with a financial advisor and really get that sort of advice in place as well alongside going through the separation process. I think that's crucial because how they then invest the rest of the money they end up with is going to make all the difference. Mm.
Well, Tamara, very interesting topic you're working on there. Good luck with it all.
Thank you.
You're a pioneer.
Yeah, well, I like to think so.
Well, Mindful Separation, Tamara Kay. For more details, you can go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.